Welcome to Reaching Out to the Community. For the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Derek Bullard. Today we bring you a story of a local judo athlete who is making waves on the international stage. Yannick Degang, a seasoned judoka, recently secured a third-place finish at the Canadian Championships, which earned him an invitation to the Veteran World Championships. But here's the twist. He'll be representing France in this competition. More on that later. Yannick spoke to us in French and explained that he started practicing judo at the age of 16, and now at 53, he is still going strong. Although he had to take a break due to his demanding career as a chef, his passion never faded. He worked around the world, but his love for judo brought him back into competition.
J'ai commencé le judo à 7 ans, j'en ai 53 maintenant, ça fait une paire d'années. Hein. J'ai dû arrêter à cause de mon métier parce que je suis cuisinier, je travaille dans le monde entier.
Yannick has competed in several Canadian championships and even earned medals. This year, he's motivated his daughter and his students by getting back into competition, which has led him to qualify for the World Veterans Championship in Las Vegas.
J'ai fait plusieurs fois les championnats canadiens, dont deux fois j'ai été médaillé.
Initially, Yannick didn't feel ready to compete, but with the encouragement of his students and family, he decided to go for it. He's now training hard every day, shedding weight to compete in his category, and staying motivated by his supportive community.
Cette année, pour remotiver ma fille, j'ai décidé de reprendre la compétition. J'ai eu une blessure au genou et à la hanche pendant 4 ans, j'ai pas fait de compétition. Et pour la motiver, pour motiver mes élèves, pour reprendre la compétition, j'y ai fait. Et puis on s'est qualifié avec une de mes élèves et ma fille au championnat canadien.
The Veteran World Championships is a competition divided by age and weight categories, and it features participants from all over the globe, from France to Canada to Kazakhstan.
Aussi bien des Français que des Canadiens, que des Kazakhstans, des Russes, des Anglais, tout le monde entier.
Now, even though Yannick has lived in Canada for over a decade, he does not have his Canadian citizenship. So, he will be competing under the French flag at the Veteran World Championships. And this was made possible by a special arrangement with the French Judo Federation.
N'ayant pas encore la nationalité canadienne, j'ai pas eu le droit de faire les championnats du monde pour les Canadiens.
Our guest tells us that judo in Magog is growing, especially with the dedication of instructors like Yannick. However, he explains that there's often confusion between Brazilian jiu-jitsu and judo, but his club works hard to educate and train young people starting from the age of 3 and up.
Judo a du mal à performer parce que souvent les gens font l'amalgame entre le jiu-jitsu brésilien et le judo. Les gens connaissent pas l'histoire des arts martiaux, donc pensent que le judo est une copie du jiu-jitsu brésilien, mais c'est l'inverse.
The judo club in Magog has seen a 50% increase in membership, now nearly 100 strong. This growth shows that more young people are interested in the sport, and the club is focused on both competition and recreational practice.
L'esprit de judo, le judo est pas beaucoup développé à mon goût, parce qu'on pourrait faire mieux. L'année dernière, d'avoir une progression de 50%, on était une cinquantaine en 2022-2023, et l'année dernière, on est monté presque à 100 personnes en 2023-2024.
For those interested in joining, Yannick offers classes on Mondays and Wednesdays at the École Montessori in Magog from 5:30 to 6:30 p.m. for children aged 4 to 6, 6 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. for those aged 6 to 12, and from 7:30 to 9 p.m. for ages 13 and up. He tells us that the email address to contact him is judomagog@hotmail.com, and you can call him at 819-434-7275.
À l'école Montessori de Magog, qui se trouve Chemin Roy, et puis à Eastman, à la salle Missikoua, qui est juste derrière l'église de l'école d'Eastman. On peut me contacter par courriel, c'est judomagog@commercialhotmail.com, ou alors on peut me contacter à mon numéro de téléphone, le 819-434-7275.
For the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Derek Bullard, and this has been Reaching Out to the Community. Keep it tuned right here to CJMQ 88.9 FM.